Snape stood there, seething, staring from Fudge, who looked thoroughly shocked at his behaviour, to Dumbledore, whose eyes were twinkling behind his glasses. Snape whirled about, robes swishing behind him, and stormed out of the ward.
"Fellow seems quite unbalanced," said Fudge, staring after him. "I'd watch out for him if I were you, Dumbledore."
"Oh, he's not unbalanced," said Dumbledore quietly. "He's just suffered a severe disappointment."
"He's not the only one," puffed Fudge. "The Daily Prophet's going to have a field day. We had Black cornered, and he slipped through our fingers yet again. All it needs now is for the story of that Hippogriff's escape to get out, and I'll be a laughingstock. Well, I'd better go and notify the Ministry."
"And the Dementors?" said Dumbledore. "They'll be removed from the school, I trust."
"Oh, yes, they'll have to go,"
said Fudge, running his fingers distractedly through his hair.
"Never dreamt they'd attempt to administer the kiss on an innocent boy. Completely out of control. No, I'll have them packed off back to Azkaban tonight. Perhaps we should think about dragons at the school entrance."
"Hagrid would like that," said Dumbledore, smiling at Harry and Hermione.
As he and Fudge left the dormitory, Madame Pomfrey hurried to the door and locked it again. Muttering angrily to herself, she headed back to her office. There was a low moan from the other end of the ward. Ron had woken up. They could see him sitting up, rubbing his head, looking around.
What happened? He groaned. Harry, why are we in here? Where's Sirius? Where's Lupin? What's going on?
Harry and Hermione looked at each other. You explain, said Harry, helping himself to some more chocolate.